You know, Jay, when we go through TSA, a lot of times we're delayed by people trying to carry something through that they shouldn't, but you've found one of the more unusual items of the year.
Yeah, they came out with a, you know, TSA on their website occasionally, they'll throw out some things saying, hey, you know, don't bring these things through. And there was this Call of Duty monkey bomb where you've got this monkey with these, the dynamite sticks, plastic ones strapped to his back. It's a battery charger, but it looks like a bomb. I know it's plastic. I know it's a kid's toy, or it looks like a kid's toy, but the TSA is still going to take it away. I get emails from people saying, Jay, I can't believe they took away my paperweight. Is there a weight restriction? And I'm like, well, what was it? Oh, it was a fake hand grenade. Well, I'm thinking, they're not going to let that on the airplane. So, you know, I don't care if it's the monkey with the dynamite strapped to his back or something that looks like nunchucks or what. They're simply not going to allow it to be allowed on the plane. And the problem is, if you're, you know, going through security, you're trying to get to the gate, they pull something like this out and say, uh-uh, you've got very few choices. Go put it in your checked bag. Sorry, the airline already has it. Go run it to your car, which is three acres away, or just surrender it. And that's what most people do. And it goes in the TSA bin. It gets auctioned off. They make some money based on us trying to bring the monkey with the bomb strapped to its back through the TSA checkpoint.
Jay, what are people thinking when they try to take these things through?
Well, you know, a lot of times it is people haven't flown a lot. And then there's some that say, this is obviously a kid's toy. Hello, I'm going to take my nephew a little, you know, cowboy, you know, type set where it's going to have the little guns and the belt and the badge and all this and that. It's obviously fake. They're not going to let the guns through. And it's simply, they're just erring on the side of caution. But you also don't want to make it too subjective. You don't want them to say, well, we let some things through and some things not. Because then it's going to be up to an individual officer's interpretation on what goes through and what doesn't. So if they simply say, nothing's going through, that's exactly what it's going to be. Now, you have people that try to take nunchucks and the brass knuckles and some of these throwing darts and other types of things, which, you know, are obviously things that could be used in the wrong kind of way aboard a flight. But then some of these other things are just, you know, yeah, I can't remember which school it is that does the thumbs up, kind of the horns thing with down in Texas somewhere. But yeah, there was somebody in line that did the little, it looks like a gun with your hands, where somebody was giving a salute to somebody they recognized across the way. And the TSA actually came over and told this girl, stop doing that. You're making the hand sign of a gun. Hmm. That could be looked at. And I'm thinking, okay, I mean, am I going to use my fingers or something as a terrorist weapon? But that's just how sensitive they could be on stuff like that. And you know, occasionally you could get somebody that tries to be too literal in that. And you really can't get into an argument with anybody like that because all they have to do is delay you for questioning and you've missed your flight. So you just kind of have to be quiet, get through there, and, you know, write about it on social media when you get through.
I guess good advice would be when in doubt about taking something, don't.
Right. And actually go to the TSA website, some of the social media pages. They have a lot of fun showing some of the things that people try to take through security. And I mean, one guy had, I can't remember how much ammunition and firearms, and he said, this 40-some-year-old, that it's not his fault because his mom packed his bag. Well, I don't know that I'd ever use that as an excuse, but yeah, mom probably was ready to get him out of the basement and pack that bag all right, thinking, I'll see you in a few years when they are done with you. But yeah, it's amazing what goes through there, and the TSA has a lot of fun in, A, you know, having fun with this, but also as an education tool. Thing. Look, we have 2.5 million people a day that fly domestically here in the United States. We're going to have more in the summer. And there's just certain things people bring. And yeah, look, every 4th of July, we have people astonished that fireworks are taken out of their hand carry luggage. We call those explosives. That's
exactly
why we don't let them on a plane.
And we hear it every year. You're right. Well, once we get through TSA and we get on the plane, sometimes we've got some bizarre passengers there.
This is bizarre on bizarre on bizarre, bizarre on steroids probably, but this was a Southwest flight coming in, landing in Chicago. They're just landing as they are, and this woman, as a passenger, takes off her clothes and then uses the bathroom in her seat, and it was a mess. I mean, passengers trying to figure out what in the world's going on, you know, chaos breaking out on board the flight. You really can't move because the airplane's on an active taxiway, so you've got to be strapped into your seat. The woman was removed and taken, I'm sure, for psychiatric examination somewhere. No charges were filed. The airplane had to be taken out of service so that it could be cleaned and fumigated. But just wild, wild story. And, of course, when this happens, I get emails saying, Jay, my gosh, the world's coming to an end. These passengers. And it's as though every single dinky little aviation story, even though this is an unusual one, it's like the sky is falling. And I tell people, look, when you've got that 2.5 million people a day flying, I'm surprised we don't have more of this worth people acting up. But, you know, because they're all kind of pushed to the forefront, you know, you and I can fly 50 times and not have a single situation on any of those where anybody's acting up. But occasionally you do, and it impacts the flight. It makes the news. It's social media before the plane even parks at the gate. It's gone viral. And that causes a lot of people to say that these passengers are getting out of control. Well, in some regards, they are. And there could be certainly more stiff consequences for people acting up. But, you know, from a statistical standpoint, the number of occurrences, Tony, it's not out of control and certainly nowhere near what we had during the time of the mask pandemic, you know, when we had people fighting that.
Oh, yeah. That was the pandemic was quite a weird time to be flying, but
that was daily stories. Daily stories of stuff. Yeah, not weekly and every other week.
As a matter of fact, you know, the fact that this makes the news shows how rare it is, because if it were so constant, probably wouldn't make the news as much.
It absolutely the case. And it also tells me on some days it's a slow news day if they have to leave and stuff like that.
That's right. Finally this morning, Jay, any hub delays we need to be aware of?
Yeah, most of them up north. We're good on the East Coast. You know, we're okay on the eastern side of the United States, but it's going to be Chicago, Minneapolis, I think Denver and Salt Lake City. I think Chicago might get a pass, but Minneapolis, Denver, and Salt Lake could be looking at some weather delays approaching an hour. The rest of the country, for what's going to be a busy Monday, that should be a pretty good day to fly.
Jay, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Monday.
I can't wait. Thanks.